Evening, everybody. So, this is the Creation Light Shift radio show on BBSRadio.com, and we're going to be clearing the date today. So, the date is June 14, 2017. And here we go. Let's release that energy in case you're dealing with this date from the past. So, here we go. Releasing it. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, get rid of this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And one more time. It seems a little heavy. So one, two, three, four, and five. That's a little better. Okay. And here we go. We're going to bring up the light beam, so bring them up on your monitor screen here, and you're going to feel peace energy come into your room. Here we go, so stronger, 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 and stronger. That's pretty good. And let's release a situation, an event that you're dealing with. It could be physical or emotional. I can release one timeline. So here we go. Think of something. One, two, three, four, and five. And do it again here. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's bring our co-host on. Are you all ready to go, Michelle?
Yes, I'm all ready to go. Hi, Ron, and hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday night show for Creation Light Shift. So if you have any questions that you want to write into us tonight, please feel free. We really like questions. If you have any testimonials, we like those too. I will try to read as many as I can online and during the radio show while we are talking. And if I don't get them, there's always Friday night, there's Saturday night, and we also have a show on Monday. That show is a little bit earlier, so hopefully you can join us for all of the shows, or at least one or some of them. So if you want to write in, it's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And it looks like we do have some stuff already in the inbox, which is really great. You're also welcome to go online at www.creationlightship.com. And on the right-hand side, you can find a way. It kind of walks you through writing us on the fast chat. And if you do it that way, it's anonymous. So if there's something that you want to share that you don't necessarily need anybody to know who's writing it, write it on the fast chat and keep it short. I really enjoy reading those. So, okay, well, and also, I just wanted to say that Ron has a really cool new conference coming up. And if you haven't received the email for it yet, you're going to want to get on the email list, and you can sign up for that on the website. It says sign up and receive our emails. So just go ahead and put your email address in there so you can get it. And that's going to be in Shasta. And all the details are on there, so I don't really need to go too far into it. But I just wanted to ask you real quick, Juan. I think there was a Shasta conference a long time ago. Was it about 10 years? When was the last time they did anything like this up there?
The last time I can remember, we had with Shalimar, we had the David Icke came. So that was a while back. There's other events happening here, but... Anyway, this will be a nice event. It's on the 7th of next month, which is July. I think I speak on Friday night, I believe, then Saturday, and then Monday. So anyway, we'll probably be doing something with a teleconference also. So back to you.
Paul, that would be great because I would like to hear it, and I know other people would as well. And I know that you have the ability to get tickets for people that want to go. I think that they're half off, so that's quite a good deal. And It's always good. And I do like to encourage people to go to these conferences on Friday nights because they tend to be less busy on Friday nights and they can get a little more time, you know, to talk to you personally and just to have a little more calmness when they go. So I always think Friday nights are really nice. Okay, so let me start reading some emails and see what we can talk about. This one says, if someone has 90% of spirit integrated, what could that person be capable of in the body while waiting for ascension?
Well, I'll kind of revise that a little different, okay? So if you are really high on percentage of your spirit, okay, then what can you do with it? Well, the more you have in your body of your spirit, naturally, the more it's not going to be on the, I'll use the word, old earth, okay, which means that you're going to be more in the present moment. And so in the present moment, on the new earth, everything is available to you. So life should be pretty easy as you go back and forth from the old to the new. Remember, what we're doing now for most people is that they are just finding this brand new earth energy, and then you're at peace, and you start living a little bit more in peace, maybe 15 minutes at a time. You know, some people it'll be different, but normally once you get into the peace energy with your spirit, then your spirit doesn't want anything, okay? So you have to know that your spirit is not involved with emotional stuff and buying gadgets and different things that you'd only be attracted to. But you can still want some of that. So you're able to maybe bring it to you easily, effortlessly, because you're using source energy out of time to bring you something that you're going to experience, and that can get flipped over into time. So hopefully I'm making sense to you. But, you know, where your spirit's residing, there's no such thing as money, and everything is in peace. So as you get more spirit energy, you're able to bring forth energies of light into this present moment. It's a little hard to describe to people because most people maybe think that when you get more spirit energy, you're able to manifest more physical things, which could be true, but typically your spirit, like I said, doesn't need anything. So, you know, you're working with peace energy, and peace energy doesn't really know any boundaries. So when you understand that, then everything is available to you. So you could somehow bring something into a timeline that's in darkness, with the peace energy, effortlessly. So let's just say that you're hearing me talk about this, and you wonder, gee, how is that going to work for me? Well, maybe when you're in peace energy, before you got into peace energy, you were just wondering if you could manifest some money. So I'll just use that as an example, because a lot of people are connected or would like more money to do more things with here, okay? So all of a sudden, that's kind of what your last thought was. Remember, the last thought is what is going to be manifested next for you. Okay? So now you're in peace energy. So what was your last thought of darkness? It was you want to get some money. So you might look down on the ground when you're walking in peace energy, and for some reason, all of a sudden, you're drawn to maybe finding a nickel on the ground. And then because you're still in peace energy, maybe a half an hour later, maybe you might find, from a nickel to maybe a quarter or a dime or something, or even a penny. So you're in that energy flow, but you're still walking and being on two timelines at once. So the source energy can manifest instantly, where the law of cause and effect, which is where you're living, you know, in duality, is there too, and these two energies merge together, it can help you manifest. So it's a little hard to talk about it, like I said, because it's kind of a new way of thinking, and yet in source energy, you don't need any money. So it's difficult to kind of guide people on that. But once you start living more in the present moment and you stop your thinking, okay, then we will just call thinking mind chatter, something to keep you racing on what to do next. Then all of a sudden, you're going to realize that the peace is there and you can bring in peaceful money if you wish to manifest that, or peaceful anything. But it will be in peace, where if you're on the timelines of duality and the law of cause and effect, which you've probably been on for your whole life, now you have to really struggle with making that money, trying to find a nickel or a dime on the ground, or to bring money to you, because it's a battle of the minds. And is your mind stronger than somebody else's? Maybe not. So they're getting all the wins, and you're not getting anything, because that's the way it works. So hopefully that's helped you out somewhat. It's a little hard to reference that, because it just is. People kind of get the wrong idea of what's happening. So back to you.
Yeah, very interesting. You said a lot of things there, and I don't know. I think some people.
Let me kind of interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
You have all heard this phrase, and it just went out of my mind. I don't believe that happened. You know what I mean. You know, you're doing something and go, wow, I can't believe that actually happened to me. Well, that's probably because you're in peace energy, and all of a sudden maybe what you were thinking about in the past or whatever, where your consciousness lies, all of a sudden something comes forward in the peace energy for what you were thinking about prior, or maybe even a month before. So, that's kind of a way to look at it, but a lot of times you just can't believe it, because it's so easy to get something and you're used to struggling. So back to you.
Yeah, maybe it goes back to the kind of 1980s theme of setting a goal. And we found out, well, that doesn't really work either. So, just be in your heart. And I know that, you're using money as an example, because that's something that people, I think they feel they have to think about to get. But that's just an example, because it could be anything, right?
Yes, it could be.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So many good points there. Honestly, I've actually kind of forgotten them, but you said a lot there. And I guess it just goes to show that if you can consistently do the mind-to-heart drop, you're going to, I wonder if you're going to constantly be awed by the yet peaceful but wonderful things that kind of happen in your life. Could that be a reality?
I would say that's correct, yes.
Okay. All right, so we're looking forward to getting testimonials about that. I'm sure people are already doing it, so that's good to know. Okay, there's some things going around about it being Flag Day and how it's a nationalistic pledging the allegiance to the flag form of a group matrix mind. And then somebody else wrote in a little bit more in depth about how it is Flag Day, how it became Flag Day. I think back on May 30th, 1916. So there was some kind of talk going on about it, but at some point they actually made a real Flag Day. So I don't know, Ron, if that's something that you want to clear or you want to discuss a little bit about. Maybe that's.
I don't know much about Flag Day, whenever there's some type of event, so we'll just maybe get off the subject of Flag Day. But whenever there's some type of event happening worldwide or maybe countrywide, it's kind of all the same stuff. There's always some type of energy, maybe, I won't say a hidden agenda, but that's possible. But there's always something there. And remember, you have the keywords. So you want to make sure that the keywords are not going to, you know, capture you. So, you know, I guess in the early days, maybe, they probably celebrated different presidents' birthdays, okay? I would think that anyway, maybe. And now they don't do that, but they just maybe lump it into President's Day. So I guess it depends, you know, looking at that. When President's Day comes, are you thinking about the current president or are you thinking about some other president? And whatever you're thinking about is the timeline that you're on. So... that could be very detrimental to you. So you want to always, you know, get rid of that stuff, you know, like a media clearing or something. Because once you connect to something like that, some special day or special event, then you're connecting to everybody else who's connected to that. And just know that, you know, do you like what you're connecting yourself into? And is it good for you? You might think it's great, but what's going to happen to you in the process of where your energy gets stolen? That's the net result. That's the bottom line. You will have your energy stolen from you. So back to you.
How does that show up when that happens? Does a person just feel physically tired, or would they even know?
They might get tired. They might... have awful dreams, maybe. You might find yourself not being very centered. I'm trying to think here. Okay, let's look at. I have to go back quite a ways here when I was younger, and the people will relate to it who's older, not elderly, but just say older. Okay. You know, not the one that, I'm sure nobody listening has, you know, one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel. You know, we're all doing pretty well, you know. And so they're not ready to kick the bucket. So we'll go back in time, and we'll go back to maybe the 60s, okay, 60s and 70s. So I don't know how long the Vietnam War was on for. I'm thinking it started in 63. I could be off. I remember that that was available then. Maybe even earlier, maybe not maybe known to people, possibly, but and I think it ended in maybe 74. But anyway, in that time frame, and I mentioned this in one of the other shows, that you turned on the news at night, we'll say the 6 o'clock news, and all of a sudden they came on, and maybe within the first after the commercials, and they talked for maybe a minute. Typically, they started showing all the bombings and stuff in Vietnam and how many Viet Cong were killed and then how many U.S. soldiers were killed. And it was always like, it seemed like to me, just if I can remember back that far, that the Viet Cong was always lots of people. So maybe we'll just say 2,000 of them killed. This is what they're telling you on the TV screen versus maybe, maybe 80 U.S. soldiers or something like that. So it was something like that. You might remember that if you're older. But all of a sudden, you know, you hear that and you kind of get tainted, okay, and you go out, you know. And so we'll just say that for some reason you get activated by a special day of a Vietnam Day, we'll just call it that, the Vietnam War Day. And we'll just say that it's, I'll just use next month, for instance, of July 1st. So we'll just say that July 1st now is that day. So all of a sudden, it's Vietnam Day, and where do you go to? Your mind goes back to the 60s or the 70s when they had it on the news every day, and now you're probably being traumatized. And because you're seeing, you know, the B-52s dropping all these, you know, the bombs and stuff from those airplanes. And that's where you're going to, you know, because you saw that. That's bringing up your history and bringing up your memories. And now you're on those timelines, just like you were live watching it, you know, back then. And that's why you don't want to get caught up into special events. Even if it's a good event, there's always the opposite to that. Remember, you're looking at the law of cause and effect that we live in the matrix here, unless you're in peace energy in the present moment. And so when you go back in your memories, you are now on timelines, and you don't want to do that. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. So all of a sudden, you know, you have a rally for something, or somebody's protesting this, that, or the other, and you're getting involved with all those people. And is there really a remedy with all this stuff? Typically, there's not. The only remedy is to walk away, Renee, and to be in peace and hold your own energy strong so you don't get contaminated by other people's beliefs and other people's situations and the timelines that they're living on. And that can bring into you a lot of fear and anger and emotional stuff. So back to you.
So, I mean, I guess we would just call them memories, but you're saying they're really just timelines. They're putting you on timelines all the time.
Correct, yes. Uh-huh. You're going right on timelines.
Oh, my goodness. And it's so interesting. We live in such a society where the ability to constantly be in something with all of the photos, videotaping, movies, everything, it's all, once it's filmed, that moment is done. And anything else is a timeline about it.
Yes, that is correct.
So, wow. I always thought it was fascinating how ancient societies would not want you to take their photo because they believed it was stealing your soul or that it was not right somehow. And I always had this kind of respect for that, like, hey, you know, maybe they know something that we don't know.
Yeah, very possibly. But I'll do a clearing. I don't know. You have to think of an issue, or, you know, maybe you saw something on TV that wasn't too good. Maybe you felt sorry for something. You know. Sometimes on some of those, maybe PBS, maybe the History Channel or something, they will show you something that has some information on it that, you know, the elite people didn't really want to have it on there. Maybe they just aired it for 5 minutes, and you never saw it again in your whole life, you know, and you couldn't find it because they took it off. And maybe some of that, you know, was there to maybe partially awaken you or to think, hey, what's happening here, to make you think about something. And then they will give something to you with that energy to kind of get it out of your consciousness. So I'll switch it around to something else. So we'll say that you're watching the TV program, and the man says, you know, if you think about a $100 bill, close your eyes and say $100 100 times and open your eyes, and this $100 bill is going to be in front of you, okay? It'll materialize instantly. And so how many people, you know, and the person did it himself once, right? So now you know that it can be done. So how many people listening to that program are going to do that? Probably everybody. And so what are you getting? Even if you receive that $100 bill, what's hooked up to it? Okay, what energetic transmissions are being done to you, through you, as you're doing this mantra to bring it into yourself? Okay, remember, they're tying that into some type of abduction situation, and you think you got $100 and it's whippy, you know, but what are you really being hooked up into? And you don't know. So that's why, you know, just saying certain words, the keywords, that's why you have the alien keyword intercept, so that you're able to move through a word that could cause you harm. And actually, the nice words, you know, you're going to like, and the words that you really shouldn't be saying, may not feel right to you, but the energy is the same. Remember, words are words, and it's how you perceive the word itself and what you were schooled and taught what that word means. But the words themselves don't really have anything on it. It's how you were programmed about that word. You know, the F word that everybody uses off and on, you know, that just is from the, you know, that word means fornication under consent of the king. So that's what the word is, okay? But some people hear it and they cringe, but that was it, you know? So it's very interesting. So, but when you hear that word, you know, the F word, you may go, oh, geez, that's a bad word, you know? Well, back then it was probably okay, because now you could have, you know, your sexual desires met if you're married, we'll say, okay? But before that, you know, it couldn't be done, in theory, okay? So anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle. And the whole thing is, what does that word mean? What does it mean now? And how are you being connected to the word? And what's happening to you? And what's the consciousness of the word itself that you're getting stuck into? So back to you.
Well, you know, you could say that almost about, well, specifically about the word Jesus. That wasn't really the person's name who we refer to as. It was actually a Roman name. But look at all the ideas and different things that people feel and think about that when you just speak that name. I'm sure everybody has something, you know. So very, very cool. Okay. Was there a healing that you wanted to do?
Yeah, I want you. Yeah, I want everybody. Yeah, thank you to think of a word that offends you. Okay. Maybe it's the F word. Maybe it's something else. So that's up to you to decide what that word is, okay? And what I'm going to do is take out the vowels out of that word. So you can see how powerful the vowels are going to be. So think of that one word, and I'm going to take the vowels away. So here we go. Take away the A. Okay, that's cleared. A, I, O, and U. There would have released those. Those are the basic ones. And now we're going to reestablish the word that you're thinking of. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And now look at that word and see if it has any resonance to you. Okay, maybe before you were upset about the word, you know, which triggered maybe fear, could have triggered anger, you know, it could have even triggered anxiety. So does that word now, as you say it out loud, bother you? We'll see if we have any comments. We don't need to know what the word was unless you like to tell us, but you know, by taking that energy away, it's kind of like neutering the word, and now you're not connected to the word that you're thinking of and all of the negative stuff with that word. So back to you.
Okay, I'll see if there is anything come in, and I'm just wanted to read this real quick, and then I will check to see so that you have something to talk about. It says, years ago I had a vivid dream of doctors with glowing white skin using infusions of light to heal people. I asked what they were doing, and they said, we are using liquid light energy from the ethers. This reminds me of the light beings and the charged waters. They had the people on magnetic disc
shape table. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can relate to that. I can see what you're looking at. I won't say it's the light shift doing that, but I can see the energy, so I don't really have a comment, but I do see that as being real. So yeah.
Okay, I just got a question in, and I'm looking here, but let me just ask you. It says, backstabbing people. How can we heal from people we thought we could trust, like lying backstabbers, and how can people be
cool? Okay, you don't have to go any further. It's not the people you want to heal. You have an issue with that, okay? So that's whatever you think there's a problem with somebody else, it's your issue. So heal it from yourself, and that issue from other people will go away. You know, so you have that issue. So what does that mean? You're on those timelines. So, you know, you're in the same the same sandbox with those people. So don't get into it. And I guess basically, if you are dealing with that, then you just need to do a whole lot of timeline crashes on it. But it's your issue. And so the issue could be that happened to you in the past. So that's one way to look at it. But it's still you. And then it would be internal. So it's inside of you internally. It's not an external process or something. The external people are, you know, outside of yourself are triggering that. But you want to get out of that situation. So, like I said, it's your issue. So how do you fix those people? You don't fix them. You can't fix them. It doesn't make any difference what they're doing. It shouldn't even be, you know, relating to you. It's just let them play with their sandbox where they wish to go and get out of it for yourself. It's like been there, done that, you know, and realize that, yeah, you don't want to have that consciousness of that energy coming to you. But it's your issue. So just clean it out. That's to you.
Okay, and I think if, like you said before, we would have to clear the emotion first. You do have a betrayal clearing on your website. So if the overwhelming feeling is betrayal, maybe that needs to be gotten rid of before you do the timeline crashes, and then it will be done.
Yes, uh-huh.
That's a good clearing, too. Okay. So this one says, New Earth, how important is it to transfer the healing to the New Earth? I do not remember to do it daily. When I remember, can I then transfer the healings that were done, say, like weeks ago?
Yes, how soon you should do it, or what?
I think they're saying, like, they forget to do it at the time, but then they remember that they had done that healing, so...
Yeah, that's fine. Just do it when you can. So I wouldn't, you know, get too, upset about it if you didn't do it in a timely manner. Just go ahead and do it, you know?
Yes. Yeah, if you have the healing, you probably ran it. So then if you remember a while later, just do the New Earth clearing. And then you're all set. The next one says that they were wondering to clarify the dates for the Mount Shasta in case they hadn't gotten the email yet. It says on the email that was sent out that it's going to be held July 7th through July 9th. So that's just less than a month away.
And then there's a special speaking that I'll be doing on Monday. So the event itself is like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday I'm doing a workshop, around a two-hour workshop. I think that's at 1 o'clock or something. But you can just request the information, they will send it out to you.
Okay, good. And then actually before that, you have a body rejuvenation healing coming up, and someone's wondering, hey, they did the last one. Is it necessary to do another one?
You.
I would do it.
You have to ask your spirit if you need it.
I always, you know, think that you go deeper and more, and, you know, as we are on this planet, I think people need it, but I guess you have to ask yourself if you feel you need it. So, okay. And we do have, thank you for the time answering those questions. It looks like we did have a few things come in, so let me just take a look here. It says, thank you, they came and I let them play in my sandbox and they pooped in it. Thank you, it is betrayal. Okay.
Great. Oh, boy.
Mr. Cat.
Yeah, uh-oh. Oh, we didn't offend anybody with that one.
Oh, dear. Maybe
oh.
To lighten, you have to listen to that great song, Backstabbers, because it's so fun. Maybe it'll make you laugh about it a little bit.
If they weren't potty trained, huh?
They weren't potty trained, no. It says, this one says backstabbing suggests a whole life self-sabotage or victim clearing. Okay, let's see here. This one's wondering what to do with this. I had asked this question before. I've been experiencing seeing things in my eyes when I wake up, and then they disappear. And Ron mentioned the last time that they could have been alternate timelines. They are doing the Be Here Now regularly, twice daily, and they're still experiencing it. It's an eye issue. So it says, do you have any other ideas on how to get rid of that or the alternate timeline?
Well, if you're dealing with an eye issue, maybe it could, you want to do the upside down timeline to get rid of the program. So you first do the timeline crash, maybe a bunch of times, maybe 500 times, we'll say, and then do the upside down timeline 500 times. Now, if they're experimenting with you with your eyes, then that's the tangent timeline. And normally, the tangent ones are not used that often, but you may want to do 100 of those just to play it safe, maybe. And then also do probably with that the upside down timeline from the tangent one. So the tangent one is where they're harming you. A regular timeline, typically, they're not going to do anything to you. You're not going to die on that type of timeline, okay? All they're doing is taking your energy and scaring you. So being scared is one thing. Being experimented with and being a lab rat is something else. So that's the tangent timeline. The other ones are not going to harm you too much. Just scare you. Although you can wake up from the timelines, with maybe scratches on you, bruises. You might find some bumps on you. This is probably from the tangent one. I remember seeing some people that had triangles, a perfect triangle, but where the intersections were, where the triangles would be, the three points. A few people that I saw, and this was actually, thinking back, maybe about a half-inch high pyramid type of thing. So it had every half an inch going, up and down and then across, with three dots on the skin. And the dots looked like pimples, but they were concave. So this is back in the 80s. And so a lot of people were showing up with those then, maybe listeners here might remember that on their skin. I don't know if they're doing it now or not. I know when I went to Laughlin, Nevada at about 05, I think, to the UFO conference there. I think it was put on by MUFON. The gentleman's name was Brown. I forgot what his first name was. Maybe Terry Brown or something like that. A lot of people showed up there in Laughlin, Nevada, and all of a sudden they're getting these razor cuts on their neck and on their arms, perfect incision things like a razor, and it would be red and go away within a few days. So that was something else that was happening. But we'll just see if anybody wants to comment on those pimples that look like a regular pimple on you, but the head was concave. Let's know if anybody else had that. We got a little bit of time left on the show here. 15 minutes, we'll say. We'll see if we get anybody connecting. So back to you.
Oh, my goodness. It wasn't like a vaccination mark, was it? Like a kind of a, I don't know how to explain that.
No, it just was three points, a triangle. With three pimples. Perfect precision, as if it was a tool that had something on it, and they just, you know, like branded you, you know, and these pimples appeared. There was no lines between them, but the dots are perfect, and you could feel energy coming off of it. So, back to you.
Okay. We have a request to clear President Trump's birthday. I believe it is today. I'm not sure.
Very interesting. I'm talking about presidents' birthdays, huh?
yeah.
Let's see here. The first thing is, the question I have is, why would I want to clear it, number one, okay? So somebody's asking that. So do they think that just again his birthday right away it's in the media and people are giving him negative energies, or are they giving him positive energies? And what does that really mean? You know, I don't know on the clearing process. I can put neutral energy on it if you want to do that. That's all that I'm going to do when I clear it. I don't give anything to anybody but this neutral energy, and that's peace. So we can put peace there. And if for some reason, remember, positive energies or good thoughts is just the same thing as bad thoughts. It's all the same with the energetic signature. So I can do that, and it may physically maybe help him if there are these energies coming to him, because remember, every mind energy that people have that they put out is at a different frequency, and then it contaminates you. So I can do that. So here we go. We'll just put some peace energy into that. Remember, peace energy is peace energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Well, in the Midwest, I guess we had some storms. It says here in the northern Wisconsin area, we had 4 days of rain and storms. And Sunday, it was like 10 hours of darkness. They ran the black mist fog clearing all along with the other free clearings. There's still flooding and some damage from the storms. And today they saw blue clouds coming in with a storm, and they ran the blue ray death free clearing. And they said they felt heaviness in their chest also. They're wondering if anybody else saw blue clouds. And I think they're just commenting about different things that they tried. I also live in this type of area, and I actually spent so many years away from rain that I really like it when it rains. But I did have on during the day, I had the gray skies and the environmental imbalance clearing. So I personally took it as the rain that did come to be beneficial and kind of cool. I kind of like it when the sky gets dark, but I don't know if this was unsettling for the person or not. Do you feel any energy on that, Ron, at all, or was it?
Well, everybody who lives in a certain area may want to put peace in to have the earth return back the way it's supposed to be. So, you know, the gray sky is there to help get rid of the intervention between people here, mind transmissions, maybe artificial intelligence, whatever word you want to use there, alien technologies causing havoc with the weather. That's what the gray skies is. And you may want to, you know, look at that. And that's the black mist goo stuff, you know. also. Anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay. All right. So this one I wanted to say. Somebody did write in about a particular word that bothers them. It I won't say it on the air because it's being recorded, but it's a derogatory term. And it says, yes, the word is still bothering me, even though I felt the energy release. They feel, when they hear this word, disgust, anger, and fear. And
might be in the muscles. You might want to do a cellular clearing. Muscle memory may have it in there, okay? So remember, you have your mind, which records everything, we'll say, and then words are stored in your body. So you may want to do a cellular, like, detox, muscle memory, something like that. Could help you to release it. And that could also be true. We were talking about, you know, Vietnam. You know, there's been other situations since then. But that one was pretty widely publicized. I guess the first Iraq War '92 was also, maybe. But the Vietnam one was like in your face, especially if you're growing up then. So what could happen is, we'll just say that maybe if you're older, maybe you had a son or daughter that died in the war, one of those wars. So naturally, we'll just use Vietnam for an example, since I did it earlier. So all of a sudden, you know, maybe your boyfriend or somebody you knew, or brother or sister or somebody, your high school people, all died, we'll say. And so right away, when you think of maybe not now, but maybe back then, when you thought of, you know, the war, you know, in Vietnam, right away you thought that all Vietnamese people are bad, in a sense, you know, or you didn't like Viet Cong, but how would you tell the difference on the two different people, because they would look the same? So you have all this race judgment on them. And that could even be carried over today. Maybe I'm talking about this right now, and maybe you lost your brother or somebody or boyfriend, and as soon as I say that, it maybe makes you, you know, get teary-eyed or something, and now you get upset. So you want to do a clearing on that, because just that word of Vietnam or Vietnamese or whatever, Iraqis or whatever, you know, would be there, that would trigger you because you lost somebody dear to you. So you want to clear that out of you the best that you can. So, you know, find out what clearing that could be. It could be just the anger clearing. And maybe regret could be one. But anyway, that's kind of what I'm looking at here is people have these trigger words. And unfortunately, that's how racism starts. And things like that. So, you know, it's all bad. So back to you,
Michelle. Okay. So I have one here by somebody who says they have just started doing the timeline crashes. And it is, there's a little bit of information about that I believe we have typed up. So we can send that information to you if you want to email in so that we know your email address, and we can reply to you with this well-written-out document on how to get more timeline crashes done a lot faster, and also the 7 different types of timeline crashes that you'll want to be doing so that you be sure to get them all done very well. So whoever wrote that in, and anyone else that wants to know, please email us and just say, please send me the timeline crash documents, and one of us will send it back to you. Okay, so let me see this one I was looking at earlier. Oops, I think it's gone. Okay, this says, Gaia, hi, I created this email address to coordinate carpooling from San Francisco to Shasta. Okay, so there might be a group of people that are willing to drive from San Francisco. Should I read that online right now, Ron?
Yeah, that'd be fine. And maybe if somebody lives in that area and they want to carpool or something, maybe they could send it and we could do something to connect people with their permission. Anyway, yeah, we could try that. Go ahead.
Okay, so if people want to write this down, if they live in the San Francisco area, and I'll leave this email in here, it is carpoolsfgaia@gmail.com, and I'll spell that CARPOOLSF as in Frank, so San Francisco, and then Gaia, GAIA. So carpoolsfgaia@gmail.com. So that's a great idea. I think it's about 4 hours north of San Francisco. Does that sound about right?
I'd say that's probably pretty close. I think it's about 260 miles when I go to the expo. That would be in San Mateo. And so, you know, it'll be close to that, give or take maybe 20, 30 miles or something, you know. But remember, the Bay Area is big, so, but I would figure at least probably 250 miles would be a good number to stab at. The zip code here is 96067, but Bump Shasta would come up under Google, you know. But anyway, it is, like I said earlier, the town's only like 3,500 people, and I don't think there's that many here, but that's what they claim. It's sort of like in the middle of nowhere, sort of on I-5. So we're about an hour from the Oregon border, and the San Francisco airport is, over 200 miles away, which you'd probably, Sacramento's 200 miles, about 220, I think, something like that. And then the San Francisco is probably a little bit more, but you'd have to check it out and see. You could go into Medford; that would be a little closer. That's probably about an hour and a half from here. But I don't know, if that airport would be used a lot for like international flights. It is an international airport, but you may have to do layovers or something. I don't know. But anyway. I mean, you have to get a car regardless, as there's nothing here. There's no little Uber cars or whatever they call them or anything else. You'd have to get a, regular car rental from the airport to drive here. There's no way of doing it. Although there's no car rental, but there is Amtrak, in Dunsmuir. But I think it arrives like about 2 a.m. or something, but there's no car, way to get a car or a ride that I know of to go to an airport there. But you could check on that if you wanted to take the Amtrak, because it does go through Dunsmuir. That's the Dunsmuir. And I know it comes in the morning, maybe 2 or 4 a.m. or something like that. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite a trip up there. Very beautiful as well, I might add. Very nice. It's very mountainous. Of course, there's Mount Shasta. Called Mount Shasta for a reason. It's a pretty big mountain. It looks quite majestic. But yeah, it's just a tiny little town, the town of Shasta, or Weed. Weed is just a few minutes above it, and they're generally close, but they're both very small. So, okay. Well, I just wanted to read this really quick, and we just have a minute left. So it says, after the BBS Saturday night show, you let us stay on the horses. It's very much appreciated. I remember seeing a white horse and golden palomino and a Mustang. I laugh when you took the Mustang to ride. I saw the whales, but stay on my horse, and we swam with them. After the ride, my horse and I stopped in an alfalfa field to eat some. My horse gave me some to eat, too. It was a wake-up call for me. I ate a lot of alfalfa for many years. It is good for us, too, and good for many things. Thanks, Light Beings, and Ron.
Great. Yeah, that's wonderful. So the Shasta event, if you're interested, it will be held at the College of the Siskiyous, which is in Weed. And then the Monday event will be in the town of Mount Shasta. So anyway, I guess we'll do the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. Here we go. So this you have to say out loud, naturally, and which is, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate that. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies. And naturally, thank you, all you listeners. Bye, everyone.